Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we'll unlock the book The Art of Dramatic Writing, its basis in the creative interpretation of human motives. A classic manual for playwrights, this book talks about how to write a play from scratch and how to see life, work, and humanity from a playwriter's point of view. If you're not a playwright, you might be wondering how this book can serve your needs. But after listening to this bookie, you'll understand that thinking like a playwright is useful for people in other professions as well. Thinking like a playwright makes us good storytellers. We often need to communicate with others, and telling a good story can help us earn their trust and attention. Moreover, it's one of the best ways to convey a message. Someone says that business is all about storytelling. Consider, for example, when you're about to give a public speech or participate in a business talk. Would your audience or potential partners prefer to hear interesting stories or cold statistics? Though statistics are more objective and accurate than stories, people are much more easily moved by stories. Therefore, storytelling skills. This book is a Bible for every playwright, but also a useful guide that can help general audiences better understand plays. As Gilbert Miller, a renowned theatrical producer, puts it, "Once you read The Art of Dramatic Writing, you will have no excuse for inarticulateness. You will know why any novel, any movie, any play, any short story was boring or, more important, why it was exciting." To better understand and appreciate this book, let's learn more about the background of its author. Lajos Egri was born in Eger, Hungary, which was then in Austria-Hungary, in 1888. Egri was a child prodigy in playwriting. He wrote his first three-act play at the age of 10. He might be unfamiliar to you if you don't know much about the playwriting industry. But if you do, you probably know that his book has been a classic ever since its first publication in 1946. It's a must-read for students in film schools in many countries, including the UK and the USA. You can expect to find it on almost every Hollywood screenwriter's bookshelf. For example, world-famous director and screenwriter Woody Allen publicly praised this book. He said that without it he couldn't have won three Academy Awards for Best Original Screenplay for three of his films, Midnight in Paris, Hannah and Her Sisters, and Annie Hall. Next, we'll explore the major points of this book in three parts. Part 1, how to create characters. Part 2, how to build conflict. Part 3, how to set a premise for your play. Let's begin with a fundamental question of playwriting: what is the kernel of playwriting? Egri argues that character is at the heart of playwriting, and that plot must revolve around character. In fact, there has always been debate as to whether a play should be character-driven or plot-driven. In a plot-driven play, character is secondary to plot. Take the film Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, for example. Written and directed by Guy Ritchie, this crime comedy makes a perfect example of multiple plot lines. The twisted funny story develops around money, marijuana, and a pair of antique shotguns. As the film ends, the characters might not have left a deep impression on you, but you'll surely recall those ridiculous scenes. In a character-driven play, however, the plot develops as characters follow their natural growth paths. Take the 2019 film Joker, for example. Though it's based on DC Comics characters, it's a psychological thriller film rather than a superhero film. The story is about how a harmless clown degenerates into a supervillain in Gotham City. The characterization is strong and includes proper transitions that build to the final stage. Though you may forget the specific plot, the psychopathic character of Joker is impressive. Character and plot are at different ends of the scale. It's difficult for even the best writers to balance them. Some 2,500 years ago, Aristotle wrote in his Poetics that the plot is the first consideration, and as it were the soul of the tragedy. Character holds the second place. This statement dismisses the significance of character, deeming it simply subsidiary to plot. Egri argues against Aristotle's claim by stating that though there are some great plot-driven plays, most of them are only good at best. If we think of playwriting as building a house, a plot-driven play is like a house built top-down without any foundation. Such a play risks being unrealistic and placing too much emphasis on certain aspects while ignoring necessary information. Imagine if Romeo were as indecisive as Hamlet. Could he and Juliet have developed that painful but legendary love? Certainly not. Romeo would have done nothing for fear of rejection. He would have tried to arrange peace talks for the feuding families. In this case, Juliet would have soon tired of this hopeless love and willingly married Paris before Romeo could discuss the details of the peace talks with her father. Action and the resulting conflicts of character are the product of their human natures. Therefore, it's character that generates plot, not vice versa. Now we've learned that character is the core of playwriting, let's take a step further and consider, what makes a good character? Are there practical ways to create good characters? The answer is yes. In this book, Egri instructs us on how to write good characters from different perspectives, including how to give them a bone structure, willpower, growth, and how to set up protagonists and their corresponding antagonists. We'll focus on two major points here. First, a character should have three dimensions. Second, a character should have the strength of will. If you're interested in learning about his other points on character writing, you can read the book for yourself. First, let's learn about the three dimensions of character. Egri emphasizes that every character should have three dimensions: physiology, sociology, and psychology. A character should be orchestrated in these three dimensions. So, what is an orchestrated character? It means that he or she should have different shades of personality and act with reasonable motives. As the saying goes, nobody is perfect, so even the most virtuous people may have bad habits, and the greatest villains can sometimes be kind. Audiences don't like black and white characters. Such characters are often stereotypical, and the audience can't sympathize with them. Next, let's look at the three dimensions of character one by one. The first one, physiology, is the most obvious dimension. It refers to a character's looks and health condition, such as whether they are tall or short, pretty or ugly, or have a disability. The second dimension is sociological, which concerns how one relates to others. Information about a character's family, social status, religion, and nation falls into this dimension. The third dimension, psychology, results from the previous two dimensions and is the most important of the three. It includes a character's aspirations, temperament, attitudes, and obsessions. These three dimensions together justify a character's actions and motivations. Let's suppose you create a character like this. He's a man with beautiful ocean eyes and a sexy six-pack who recently bought his first luxury yacht. He is now at a party. When at the table, he always pulls out the chair for ladies before he seats himself. In these descriptions, the ocean eyes and six-pack are physiological. His ability to afford a luxury yacht testifies to his economic status, which is sociological. In addition, under the direct or indirect influence of his image and social class, he has great manners, which manifest his psychology. But having these three dimensions is still not enough for a character. Egri reminds us that to create vivid and orchestrated characters, we should never turn them into puppets by trying to control everything. We should give them life, and let them speak and act out of their personality. Now that we've learned the three dimensions of a character, let's now turn to another lesson of Egri's: give characters strength of will. Egri states that creating characters with a particular strength of will should be emphasized in a play. There is no drama if there is no conflict. A weak character can't shoulder the responsibility of building conflict. Only when a character is strong enough can he or she fight for his or her beliefs and move the story forward. As to how to tell whether a character is strong enough, Egri points out that it's determined by whether the character makes decisions based on his or her deeply held convictions. Egri takes a play named Tobacco Road as an example to explain the importance of strength of character. The protagonist Jeter Lester seems like a weak, useless man at first sight. He constantly laments the injustice he suffers from but is reluctant to do anything to correct it. His wife and children starve, but he does nothing to change this situation. He does nothing even when disaster falls. He just waits for miracles to come. From any point of view, it seems that this character is unable to carry the burden of a play. But Egri argues that Lester is indeed strong despite his obvious passivity. His strength lies in his refusal to change, his stubborn decision to maintain the status quo. Lester represents the class of dispossessed small farmers who lost their livelihoods after the development of modern machinery. He would rather suffer the death of himself and his class than change, and this is exactly his strength of will. That's all for the first part. Now let's review what we've learned. Egri argues that character is at the center of every great play. A good playwright should create orchestrated characters in three dimensions, namely physiology, sociology and psychology, and strength of will. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.